Blog Talk Radio.
Don't touch me. I'll beat your brains out.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Let's get ready to rumble!
I'm Sonny Liston, I'm Jack Gypsy, there's no one like me, I'm from Nairclaw, there's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous, my defense is impregnable, and I'm just ferocious, I want your heart, I want to eat his children.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Down goes Frazier! But that's how it goes.
California! The big game over Stafford!
I think that the NFL knows what Randy Moss has done with marijuana, and I think the NFL knows what Randy Moss does with marijuana.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me.
Top of the morning. Those of you already on Facebook Live, the millions obviously listening around the world on Blog Talk Radio, live for the last time from Hollywood. I am Alistair Conrad. This is Tough Love, and you're going to get some 15-minute show today. You don't see it behind me. I don't know. Maybe you do. But I've got a lot of stuff. I'm moving today. Back to the beach. I'm converting a shuttle bus. If you've caught up, I haven't really posted a lot of it on Facebook. That's why I'm just terrible at social media. That's why this show has been going on for over 10 years and it's still nothing. If I knew what I was doing, it might be popular. I don't know. But I have a huge, move. It's really not that much. It's just a lot of small stuff. Trips, but luckily that thing's parked outside, and I'm going to transfer all this stuff after the show and get after it. So anyway, 15 minutes. I apologize. I'm not going to take any phone calls today, not like there ever is any. But fuck it. Anyway, March Madness, Tiger Woods and LeBron will be the topics. March Madness, necessarily no, just because, it's so fresh. But this March Madness will go down. When we look back on it, this will go down as one of the best top 10. Let's just call it top 10 best Final Fours, March Madness overalls of all time. I guess I shouldn't say Final Four yet because it hasn't happened. But some of the games that have happened, Tennessee, Iowa, the other game Tennessee was involved in, I'm brain farting, but yesterday, the Gonzaga game, the with Texas Tech, the Virginia Purdue game, insane Elite Eight games yesterday. And then obviously we got two of them again today, Duke, Michigan State, Kentucky and Auburn upsetting North Carolina. And it wasn't even close, just putting the boots to them. This has been such a fun tournament. I feel bad for Purdue. Number three, brain farting again, whatever. Christina, good morning, beautiful. I can't remember his goddamn name, but I'm flustered. I'm not even flustered. I'm just stressed with everything that's going on. But he dropped, I think, 45 points or something like that. Edwards, that's it. It reminded me of like when Jordan would, before they started winning championships, how just a one-man show, and Jordan would score like 53 points and they would lose, week in and week out. That's how I felt for Edwards last night. It was interesting because Klein, who, is lethal from three, he didn't really get into it, it seemed like, which is unfortunate because if he could have caught even half the fire Edwards did, they would have ended up being Virginia, and that buzzer beater at the end of regulation. I mean, oh my God, just to think of the missed free throw, tossing it back, smart enough to toss it back. The kid gets it. And instead of shooting, which everybody probably thought he was going to do, he chucks it to the dude all in one motion, basically. Guy throws it up, goes in, goes to overtime, and that's about it. Officiating yesterday obviously comes into question, only because, it was a turning point in the game. You know, the guy, I think his name is Owens, who went up for that block, blocks it, and I'm watching it live, and I saw his foot go out of bounds. And then, you know, he's the first one to toss it back in bounds. And, you know, I thought, I don't know, maybe I just didn't see it right. But, and I'm thinking before, they didn't even say anything about it until they came back from the commercial. And then they're like, oh, well, we're going to show you the replay because it looks like he stepped out of bounds. I'm like, yeah, how does three refs miss that? I mean, that was blatant as like Joe Mauer's, what should have been doubled down the left field line at Yankee Stadium, you know, back in, I think, 06 or whatever. The thing was 3 feet inside the line, and they called it foul. And then this, I mean, nobody even saw it. Randall, good morning, bud. They were. I mean, it was just bad officiating. And that, you know, that definitely possibly cost them the game. And I hate to leave it in the ref's hands. I always hate leaving it in the ref's hands, but that was fucking terrible. Like, that shouldn't happen. That just shouldn't happen, especially in a magnitude of that game. And I don't necessarily know how college works when it comes to the refs. You know, in the NFL, come playoff time, they put their all-star squads together, which I think is just asinine and dumb because these guys have never worked together all season, and then all of a sudden they're put together. Whereas I think the best team of refs throughout the season should ref the playoff games. Just makes sense, but you know, who am I? Virginia, I tell you what, that guy, I think his last name is Guy, you know, every time it seemed like Edwards would hit a shot, that guy, dude, would come down and nail one too. He didn't go for 45 or whatever Edwards did, but he definitely was the one that just kept them, you know, ahead or in it, so forth. But that was just such a great game. You know what's really funny is Minnesota beat Purdue twice. Two out of three times this year, Minnesota beat Purdue. You know, and I know Edwards in both games had shitty, shitty games, but at the same time, it's kind of funny. So I'm trying to think, there was something that I wanted to piggyback. Whatever. A couple of great games today. Like I say, Michigan State and Duke. Michigan State is just, it's always, you know, obviously a couple years back, they laid an egg, I think in the first round or whatever it was. But outside of that, Michigan State is just, they always start off slow. They're kind of like the Patriots. They start off slow. You know, so forth, and then next thing you know, they're in the Elite Eight, Patriots in the Super Bowl. It's just, you know, it's almost a given every year that Michigan State makes a Sweet 16 or Elite Eight, and they have the possibility of beating Duke. Duke, I mean, holy Hannah, Duke, right? Like, UCF should have won that game, and then I don't know what that dude, trying to think of who the hell the guy was for the team that lost. But either way, unbelievable inbounds play. Insane, like perfect. And the guy catches it, and I mean, I get the fact that there's not much time on the clock left, but at 0.6, you have a chance to catch and shoot. And he just grabbed the ball and tossed it. And it wasn't fucking what? I just don't understand. What was he doing? You know, Randall, go Big Blue. That's going to be a great game. But yeah, you know, I mean, Duke is, in my opinion, lucked out twice now. And so who knows? Maybe their luck runs out. Third time's a charm against Michigan State. I can easily see Michigan State winning that game. Zion Williamson is an absolute freak. The guy is a freak. I did see somebody put out a post yesterday with what we know of Luka Doncic now. Would you still draft Zion Williamson over Luka Doncic? And my retort was, fuck no. Doncic is unbelievable. We know what he is. He's a unbelievable NBA player after one season, and he's only going to get better. And the, maybe kid might be 19. And don't get me wrong, Zion is unbelievable. But let's just pump the brakes and see how he does actually when he gets to the NBA. I'm assuming he's going to be great, but you don't know until he gets there. And Doncic has proven that he is a special, special kid. Everything about him, his just demeanor is special. And I don't think it's even a question. Absolutely take Luka for sure. 4 minutes left, 15 minutes today. I got a bunch of shit. I got to move. And I've just got a job as a spin instructor. So I have a mock test, like a run through class today that I have to like get ready for too. It's just, I got a lot of shit going on. So 4 minutes left. Enjoy the final four. I just want to hit on LeBron. You know, I've said it 1,000 times in this show. I'm not a huge LeBron fan. You know, and it kind of brings me a little joy watching him suck this year, or at least the Lakers suck, which in turn, you know, he doesn't play well. He hasn't been, you know, having a great season. But as much as I hate to say it, you know, this offseason, I'm sure he's going to recruit a couple people to LA here, and next year he's going to be fine. He took these last six games off of the season, supposedly to rest a groin. I'm thinking it's just he's done, and he doesn't want to play anymore, and he's wanting to just forward to next season, and he will be back. You know, in our society, it's real. It's what have you done for me lately, right? Like here, right now. And, you know, they sucked this year. They're really bad. But if you rewind this show back to, I said exactly that. They wouldn't make the playoffs this year, but once he gets the people that he wants in LA, they'll be really good. And so next year, who knows what's going to happen with Kevin Durant? Who knows what's going to happen to Klay Thompson? I mean, the Lakers with the right pieces could win a championship, you know, and contend. So it's just funny because everybody is so quick to turn on LeBron. And I would love to, but I'm also a realist and common sense overrules sometimes. Excuse me. And he'll be fine. It's LeBron. Granted, he's not 24-year-old LeBron or 25-year-old LeBron. It is what it is. But he's still LeBron, and he'll be back. One last thing. Tiger lost yesterday in what would you call it? The Elite Eight? I guess, of the WC Golf Championship to some dude. Starts with a B. Whatever. He lost, though. And the thing about match play is just like March Madness, just like the NFL playoffs. It's not a best 3 out of 5 or a 4 out of 7. If you're playing really well, and these guys are the best in the world. Granted, Tiger is Tiger, but these guys are still the best in the world. And if you catch fire like that dude did yesterday on the back nine with his putter, you have a chance to win. And so it's funny, though, right? Because Tiger beats Rory McIlroy, who had been playing out of his mind this year, right? Just ridiculous. And then it goes and loses to that dude. So any given match, you know, in golf, you never know. I got like 30 seconds. I do want to hit on something. Tiger and Rory, when they played yesterday, Rory had about a 3-foot putt, and Tiger made him putt it. And then he missed. Rory missed it, and nobody said anything about it. But apparently Rory didn't talk to the media. He got in his car and left. They hugged afterwards and whatnot, but something tells me he wasn't thrilled about Tiger making him do that and then putting it. You know, I mean, that how cutthroat Tiger is. Like, they're good friends. He's like, suck it, make the putt, and he missed and won. Block Talk Radio, I'm out. You guys have a great Sunday, fun day. Drive fast, take chances. I'll be at the beach next week. Facebook Live, love you guys. Have a great Sunday, fun day. enjoy basketball. Go Big Blue indeed, Randall. I'm cheering for Kentucky too. We'll see how it all goes. Anyway, have a fun day. Drive fast, take chances. See you next Sunday.